time was followed by instrumentals in the bluegrass beat. And joining Bill Monroe then was two fellas that one came from North Carolina and one came from Tennessee. We don't have them here with us today, but we wish we could. Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and they recorded many, many songs for Bill Monroe, and a lot of them in your collections today. We'd like to feature one of the instrumentals now that came about in about that day and time, with Bill Monroe playing the mandolin with this distinctive rhythm and time that very few of the other fellas had used, but even then, not as predominantly as he had. He'd taken the groups or the music that he'd played up to that time and set a rhythm pattern with his mandolin that's today used as the bluegrass beat. Although there were other fellas who were playing guitars and singing country music and music with some of this time in it, people heard on record a song called The Bluegrass Breakdown.